Introduction. In class 11, you studied the meaning of horticulture and its branches, pomology, olericulture, and floriculture. Now, in class 12, the key question is, where can this degree take you? The answer is, many, many places. You can grow fruits and vegetables, start a nursery, set up a processing unit, work as a consultant, join a university as a teacher, or serve in a government department. This chapter will open your eyes to all these avenues. Business opportunities, a detailed look. 1. Fruit cultivation bay and day.
Sir, what is the first business? Asked Amit.
Om sir replied, fruit cultivation. Near cities or towns, grow perishable fruits. In faraway areas, grow fruits as per the local climate and soil. A horticulture graduate has the scientific knowledge needed, experience will build the rest.
Key point. A graduate must have full knowledge of the package of practices for the fruits they intend to grow, covering cultivation, pest management, harvesting, and post-harvest care. Though vegetable cultivation, peri-urban areas near cities are excellent locations for vegetable cultivation. Near big cities, exotic vegetables are in high demand. Always prioritize vegetables that have strong market demand over those with weak demand.
3. Hybrid seed production in vegetables and flowers.
Ria said, sir, hybrid seeds are so expensive.
Sir replied, exactly, Ria. Multinational companies earn millions from hybrid seeds. Horticulture graduates can enter this business. It requires technical knowledge of flowering, emasculation, and pollination. It is tricky, but highly profitable once mastered.
4. Cut flower production. This business is flourishing in big cities and towns. Unfortunately, most people currently in this business are non-horticulturists who lack knowledge of proper handling of cut flowers during transportation and display. A horticulture graduate can step in with a clear competitive advantage.
5. Fruit plant nursery as a micro-enterprise.
India has approximately 4,000 government and private nurseries, yet quality planting material is always scarce. Most nurserymen are illiterate or nearly so. Skills such as budding, grafting, transplanting, and packing of planting material require technical expertise, precisely what a horticulture graduate possesses.
6. Vegetable and ornamental plants nursery.
Fruit nurseries require large land, but for flowering animals and vegetables, a smaller area suffices. In big cities, there is always great demand for herbaceous perennials, shade-loving plants, and climbers. This is a very viable local business option.
7.
High-tech flower and vegetable nursery. Rising purchasing power and growing technical awareness have created demand for nursery plants raised through high-tech procedures. Currently, such nurseries are largely run by non-technical personnel. A horticulture graduate running a high-tech nursery would enjoy a significant business advantage.
8. Raising plants through micropropagation co.
Tissue culture techniques are in great demand in the modern era. Micropropagation protocols have been developed for several horticultural crops. Before starting, investigate which plant has good demand and what marketing channels are available.
Now horticulture-based processing industry.
About this, 40% of horticultural produce in India is lost between harvesting and consumption due to improper handling. This loss can be reduced by processing fruits and vegetables into juices, squashes,